Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root is on fire. On fire. All right, so today is going to be kind of a strange day for me because even though this is still my national radio show, Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered on USA Radio Network, and it continues on unabated. Nothing will change. None of the markets will change. Nothing I say will change. My style won't change. My flagship station has always been 790 in Las Vegas, 790 a.m. in Las Vegas, and I'm moving stations on Mondays. This is my last 3 hours on KBET 790. I love KBET 790. It's been my home for 6-plus years, and Ed Stoltz has been my boss and compadre and consigliere and every other word you could use, older brother, for 6 straight years. Love the man. And I'm moving on. I just got a great offer, too good to refuse, as the mafia always says. I make you an offer that you cannot refuse. And the new station made me that offer, and so we're moving on in Las Vegas to a new station after 6 long years in Las Vegas. And I'll talk more about Ed Stoltz during the show, and I will give you a tribute to the man. He's fantastic. But in the meantime, I do want to say that if you want to know where I will be, if you're in Vegas and you want to know where you can hear me starting on Monday, just go to my website, root4america.com. Root4America.com, right at the top, gives you all of the information, all the instructions. My new station in Las Vegas from 3 to 6 p.m. every afternoon. And my first guest on Monday, President Donald J. Trump. All right. I just wrote my column that will be nationally syndicated around the country on Sunday by Creator Syndicate in newspapers all around the country. And my column is a very interesting column. The title is what I just told the New York Times about the complete failure and disaster of the COVID vaccine. And this is the column. Earlier this week, I received this email from the New York Times. Dear Mr. Root, I'm a media reporter with the New York Times. My colleague and I are working on a story about false or misleading vaccine misinformation in the audio space, meaning conservative talk radio. You have said on Facebook that the vaccine doesn't work and it's a complete failure. Do you have any comment? So I wanted to share my response to the New York Times with everyone. Sure, I have a comment. Every word I say is based on science and facts. The VAERS reporting system is the only present scientific way of measuring deaths and injuries from any vaccine, including the COVID-19 vaccine. It's not my system. It's not based on politics. It has nothing to do with conservative or liberal opinions. It is a science-based medical reporting system provided by the government and the CDC. It is the only way of keeping track of the deaths, crippling injuries, and adverse reactions from any vaccine. It has been used for decades. No one in the medical community or the media has ever in history ignored or disparaged the VAERS report before until now. Here are the VAERS numbers. Over 17,000 Americans are reported dead directly from this vaccine, mostly from strokes, heart attacks, and blood clots. Over 800,000 are reported injured, many of them hospitalized, over 83,000, many with life-threatening illness, over 18,000, many others permanently disabled, over 26,000. The information is all publicly available and provided by the CDC. This cannot be called misleading by anyone in the media. The very definition of misleading would be to either disparage VAERS or ignore it and not report it daily to your readers. The amount of deaths and significant injuries reported at VAERS is now dramatically higher than all vaccines in the past 30 years combined. This has happened in only 10 months. This is a fact. Facts cannot be misleading. Several times in America's recent history, the medical community has suspended or canceled a vaccine program over a small number of deaths. The first rule of medicine is physician do no harm. At any sign of harm, a vaccine should and must be questioned and or suspended. Never before have we even imagined a vaccine with over 17,000 deaths and over 800,000 adverse reactions. Yet the official VAERS numbers have been blacked out from the mainstream media and social media, including your New York Times. Anytime something's not discussed or debated or disparaged as misleading because it is different than the official government narrative, I call that the very definition of intolerance at best and tyranny at worst. Even more facts and science. Studies are in for many countries, but in particular UK and Israel, report the vaccine A is in fact failing miserably. A huge majority of recent cases, hospitalizations, and deaths are double vaccinated. Fact. B, cases are slightly higher in countries with higher vaccination rates and slightly lower in countries with lower vaccination rates. These are factual, credible, scientific studies from multiple countries. So yes, I question this vaccine, and yes, I'm seriously worried about the proven deaths and injuries directly from this vaccine in the short term, as seen in the VAERS reporting system, and I'm especially worried about the long-term effects of this vaccine. If the New York Times believe anything I've said is misleading, then you clearly don't understand the definition of science. I'm quoting only government, CDC, and scientific studies from multiple countries. More importantly, the very definition of science is asking questions and debate. To not ask questions, especially in the face of so many Americans sick with COVID who are double-vaxxed and so many dead or injured directly from the vaccine as reported by VAERS, would make someone either naive, gullible, blind, deaf, or very dumb. I hope the New York Times appreciates that. I'm sticking the knife in and I'm twirling it in the gut. I'm proud that my time at Columbia University taught me to think critically, ask questions, never accept as fact what any government agency or any authority figure says, and always be a fearless debater. And the piece de la resistance. By the way, I urge the New York Times to set up a debate on this topic. I'll be thrilled to debate any expert about this particular COVID-19 vaccine and the facts reported by VAERS and studies around the world. Let's do it. War, Wayne Allyn-Root. And then in this article, okay, this is after I've written to the New York Times, I put a P.S. After I sent this response, it was reported 77.7% of COVID deaths in Illinois last week were vaccinated. It was also reported Ireland has a massive COVID outbreak, despite the country being 91% vaccinated. And an exhaustive year-long study in the UK was released proving vaccinated people are just as likely to spread COVID as the unvaccinated. The debate is over. The vaccine is a failure. The vaccine mandates must end now. So that's what I sent to the New York Times. I hope they enjoyed that blast from Wayne Allyn-Root. And just in, perfect timing after everything I just proved to you, the FDA approves the Pfizer COVID vaccine for kids aged 5 to 11. Can you imagine? This thing is killing people. And more importantly, if you just assume it's not killing people, we don't really know what it's doing. Which is pretty stupid. We know exactly what it's doing. But if you assume we don't know, then you can't give it to kids. If you don't know what the long-term effects are, you can't give it to kids. You have no idea if this many people are dead and injured and crippled and disabled now after 10 months, the most in history times two and all the, versus all the other vaccines combined. You don't know what the results are going to be a year from now and 2 years from now and 3 years from now. Let me be fair. Maybe 3 years from now we'll all look back and go, Wayne, there were a lot of deaths, there were a lot of injuries, but it started to calm down and everything's okay. Or maybe 3 years from now you'll say, holy crap, 18 million are dead. This is the worst mass murder since the Nazi Holocaust. Maybe you'll say that. You don't know what we're going to say in 3 years. You don't know if half of America is dead or dying or crippled. You don't know. You have no idea what it's going to be in 3 years. Neither does anybody else. How could you agree to give it to children if you don't know? And interestingly enough, two things came out today that you should find interesting that relate to everything I just said. Here's one that just came out moments ago. Male children have an 83% higher death rate since getting the COVID-19 vaccine than the 5-year average. Okay? And this is, again, this is kids in England and Wales. It seems like America does no studies. America releases nothing. England, Ireland, Wales, Scotland, they are all releasing that everybody dying is vaccinated. Everybody sick is vaccinated. Everyone hospitalized is vaccinated. And now they're telling you it did not work out well with kids. There is an 89% rise in deaths among male children versus the five-year average. The MHRA, I'm not sure what that is congested. They think myocarditis and pericarditis are adverse reactions of the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines. Really, you think? This suspicion forced the vaccine manufacturers to put warnings about these severe side effects on the labels. This inflation of the heart muscle, myocarditis, and pericarditis is inflation of the protective sacs around the heart. Severe conditions can end fatally. The facts are concerning, especially the data. There were 999 calls asking the ambulance due to cardiac arrest. And the statistic shows the numbers have skyrocketed against the average. We shared the deaths among teenage boys older than 15 increased by 63%. Now we suspect it's happening the same way with males at the age of 12. Who would give this shot to little children or teenagers? The addition of deaths registered weekly in England and Wales tells us that from week 38 to 41, deaths could occur among 10 to 14-year-olds. The 2021 edition shows that from weeks 38 to 41 of 2021, 34 deaths happened among children 10 to 14. And deaths were therefore up by 62%. The chart shows the highest increase in deaths occurred in week 40, a 120% increase compared to the five-year average, and 133% rise in male child deaths, 100% increase in females. And the largest death increase occurred at week 41. And you want to give this to your children? Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results? People lose fat fast while still eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, look and feel years younger. It's all simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I've been on the program since November, and I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat in just the first 3 months and gained 10 pounds of muscle. But don't just take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all of the details, click on the red button, watch the masterclass. It's free, or cut to the chase. Just join right now at 888-444-8895. Toll free, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. Go now to energizedhealth.com, 888-444-8895, energizedhealth.com.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. As you may know, I don't often publicly endorse charities, but I am today taking the time to tell you about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, VetsAndHorses.com. These guys are the real deal. Since they're veterans and ranchers, they know about vets and horses. The Liberty Projects adopts wild Mustangs from the BLM and works with vets to train the horses for service work like Border Patrol and Color Guard. Since they're a team of veterans themselves, they actually care about other veterans. They guide, support, support and assist others through the maze of post-military paperwork. The Liberty Project skilled team walks the path beside you to remind you that you are important because you are. Whether it's to volunteer, partner, or make a tax-deductible contribution, visit these guys at vetsandhorses.com. They assembled a team, a venue, and an organization that helps both vets and horses. What could be more patriotic? There are so many great things about this Liberty Project's organization. I encourage you to check them out at vetsandhorses.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, welcome back to the show. Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered. I was starting to get to a point when we had to go to a break, and the point was that it sure does seem like somebody wants us to be sick, you know? When you hear out loud what I responded to the New York Times, it seems impossible that they don't know this. If I know it, they should know it. Who in the world doesn't know it? Who in the world has no idea of all these recent studies that have come out that show the dangers of this vaccine and that show that if even if you don't believe in the VAERS and the dangers, even if you don't believe the deaths and the injuries that are multiplying and cascading here and around the world, you certainly should realize the vaccine doesn't work and it's just a failure, that people are getting sick with COVID all over the world and they're mostly vaxxed. It is the pandemic of the vaccinated. And then if you do get sick, vitamin D, vitamin C, zinc, quercetin, studies prove they're super effective against virus and germs and for building your immune system. But most importantly, of course, ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine. Who would not understand that? It's simple. It's child's play. You have to understand that. In every country in the world where people are sick with COVID and they handed out either hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin, and recently, the silver bullet now appears to be ivermectin. That's the one everybody hands out, and it's resulted in such dramatically reduced death rates, illness rates, and hospitalization rates, and in almost every country where they handed it out free to the people, COVID literally disappeared. It went away very quickly. It was reduced to very tiny levels or not at all. So, and 200 members of Congress were treated with ivermectin, and recovered without hospitalization. Not one of them was hospitalized, let alone died. What are the odds of that? I mean, seriously, how would any control group of 200 people get COVID and nobody's hospitalized and nobody dies? That right there is the testament to the amazing effectiveness of ivermectin, which I've talked about for many, many, many months on this show. At the same time, the FDA was literally mocking anyone who used it and saying, you're not a horse, you're not a cow, why are you using dewormers for horses and cows? If you're using ivermectin, you're being treated like a horse or a cow. And they knew it was a lie. Everyone knows it's a lie. CNN knows it's a lie. Anyone who said it knows it's a lie. The New York Times knows it's a lie. And yet they're letting people die in hospitals all across America rather than giving them early treatment with ivermectin plus vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, and quercetin. How would you characterize that other than some sort of a strange conspiracy, some sort of objective for more and more people to be sick, more and more people to die, more and more people to be chronically ill? How else would you classify it? I don't know. Or you just classify it as pure ignorance, a combination of pure ignorance and greed? Because they all know they're making tons of money off the vaccines, and they're making tons of money off the expensive drugs that are ineffective against COVID, and they'd rather do that than actually see people get well with really cheap drugs that no longer have any ability to make big money. Maybe because the patents expired, you know? Or they're just very cheap drugs in the first place. They don't cost a lot. These drug companies just want expensive drugs and expensive vaccines, and the government paying the bill for the vaccines, the government paying the bill for the vaccines and full immunity. They don't want to be sued when people are sick or die from the vaccines. That's a great deal if you can get it, you know? Not too many people I know have ever got a deal like that. But I wanted to mention this priest, this cardinal, Carlo Maria Vigano, went public with an October 23rd letter sent to, among others, Archbishop Jose Gomez, President of the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops, as well as to all bishops of the United States of America. And the letter basically says, to sum it up, is that a warning that the Great Reset is upon us, and the Great Reset wants billions of chronically ill people. Doesn't it seem like that's what's going on? Doesn't it seem like someone doesn't want you to get the ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine or the great vitamin programs that reduce viral load and reduce virus and cause the immune system to get stronger? Someone doesn't want you to get better. I don't know why. Someone wants people critically ill so they can't fight back against the Great Reset and the communist takeover of the United States, I guess. I don't know. This segment, by the way, sponsored by the Great Patriot Protest, the boycott book, which is my answer to all of this. I think my book is the answer to all this. It shows you how to use strikes, boycotts, protests, civil disobedience, and intimidation, just like liberals have used, to win the battle and win back the country. The Great Patriot Protest, the boycott book, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Target. Get a copy.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The Food and Drug Administration on Friday authorized the Pfizer COVID vaccine for children ages 5 to 11. The decision will allow roughly 28 million American children to be vaccinated against the coronavirus, with shots rolling out just as the flu season starts and with major holidays looming. President Biden continuing his overseas trip, the president meeting with French President Emmanuel Macron, the two discussing the relationship between the United States and France regarding a controversial United States-Australia submarine deal earlier this summer.
What happened was, to use an English phrase, was clumsy. I was under the impression that France was formed long before.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text GOLD to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire. Coming to you from the House of the Root, built on USA Radio Network. Tangible Investments is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Billions in sales. They sold one rare coin collection for $15 million recently, the largest private sale in history at the time. They've been awarded the PNG designation, which means they're the best of the best of any precious metals firm in the world. But here's the big advantage for you. Tangible just might have the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealer in America. Tangible will sell you gold at just 1% over the New York spot price. That's 1% over the New York spot price. Who does that? No one has ever made that offer anywhere, ever. Just say Root, and you get your gold at a price no one in America can match. Just call up Tangible and say Root, R-O-O-T. The offer is limited to 5 ounces per family, toll-free, 800-384-41, 800-384-41, or go online to TII1.com for Tangible Investments Incorporated, TII1.com. Got a great guest, Molly Hemingway. She's got one of the top books in the United States of America, at various times number one over the last couple of days, senior editor for The Federalist, best-selling author of Rigged. Her book is called Rigged, How the Media, Big Tech, and Democrats Seized Our Elections. Molly Hemingway, welcome to the Wayne Allen Root Show.
It's great to be here with you.
So, Molly, I have no one in America, there's not another host in America who has spent as many thousands of hours as me explaining how and why I believe the election was rigged and stolen against President Donald J. Trump. But it's great to see a book out that says the same thing. So go ahead and let us know, let my audience know how and why you believe the election was rigged.
Well, I'd actually been concerned before the election because of the outsized role that corrupt media and big tech were playing in controlling the outcome of the election. They were censoring stories. They were making up fake polls. They were making up fake news. They were doing such manipulation through algorithms and deplatforming. So I'd already been concerned before the election. And then after the election, when you weren't allowed to talk about it at all, I decided that that seemed un-American and unwise. So I wanted to research everything for myself, and that's when I learned more about all the changes to election law that took place in 2020 to flood the zone with tens of millions of mail-in ballots and to decrease the opportunity to scrutinize whether those ballots were legitimate or not, and then also that Mark Zuckerberg, with $419 million of funding, embedded left-wing activists into our government election offices, no, not campaigns, but government election offices to handle everything from voter registration to vote counting. And I was just kind of shocked to learn all of these things and learn about them in more detail.
And what about, you know, to me, one of the big things I've talked about again and again is how shocking it was when I heard about Hunter Biden's laptop and the things that were on it. I just said, that's it, it's over, we've clinched it. Never in history has there been anything so disgusting with what appears to be underage girls. Never in history have we found a laptop that has emails on it that prove that the guy running for president is the big guy taking bribes from foreign governments around the world. He's the mafia. It's extortion. It's the Biden crime family. And then nothing. The mainstream media would not report it. I've never heard of such a thing.
It was horrifying to live through that. Just as a journalist myself who thinks America is about the freedom of information, that was unquestionably the biggest story of the campaign. And it was really relevant. I mean, the Biden family business is that foreign governments and oligarchs and powerful people give money to members of the Biden family for nothing tangible in return, meaning that what they're getting in return is American policy paid for and dealt with by the American people. That's unquestionably a major story. And yet, not only was it not covered until the Hunter Biden laptop broke, once there was this evidence on the laptop and firsthand eyewitness testimony from Tony Bobulinski that he had personally talked to now President Biden about the business, they just decided that this was too much of a threat, and they'd already been willing to break all their rules in order to get their guy over the finish line, and this was no exception.
It's amazing. You know, the more I look at the media in this country, what they've done for the last, you know, X amount of years since, I guess, since 2015 when Trump came down that escalator, that was when it really accelerated and got kind of ridiculous. And, you know, anything a Republican does, Molly, if we spit on the sidewalk, if we put gum under our desk, if we drive 67 in a 65 zone, it's murder. It's the death penalty. You must die. And a Democrat could actually commit murder, and they would get nothing. They would make believe it never happened. They would black it out. It's the strangest thing, the strangest dichotomy I've ever seen.
So when people are confused at why tens of millions of Americans think the election is rigged, it's like, well, they actually think much more than just the election was rigged. They look at our system of justice, where if you're in the right political party, you can get away with anything. And if you're in the wrong political party, you are prosecuted and imprisoned. And this is happening over and over, and 2020 was no exception, where you had months of violent riots leading to the deaths of dozens of people, billions of dollars of damage, an assault on the White House, federal courthouses, you know, businesses. And the FBI and Department of Justice took essentially no interest in this insurrection that went on for months. And then you have the riot at the Capitol, which is a few hours of that type of thing, and these people's lives who are involved in that are completely destroyed. Now, I think most Americans think there should be one standard of justice, and that, if anything, what the country endured throughout the summer of 2020 was really horrific and needed to be dealt with.
Well, yeah, and the thing that's amazing is that to this day, there are all these people that are still in jail, in isolation, all by themselves for 6 months or 8 months or 10 months, and they're still going after new people that were at the Capitol that were nowhere near the building, but were just peacefully protesting. The FBI has become the most corrupt organization in America. They're worse than the Biden crime family, or they're part and parcel of the Obama and the Clinton and the Biden crime family. The FBI is just an organization that no longer has anything to do with justice.
Yeah, it's an extremely bad situation, and they chose to become more open about that by getting involved in the 2016 election, by trying to depose President Trump through their leaking of, you know, selectively edited information to make it sound like there was any legitimacy to the delusional conspiracy theory that Donald Trump was a secret Russian agent who had stolen the 2016 election. And yeah, they have no credibility because of how they chose to behave and how they continue to choose to behave and to take such sides in political issues of letting people go if they're on their same political side and prosecuting them if they're on the other.
I do believe the number one issue, you know, and I'm, you know, because I have a national talk show, because I have a real local show in Las Vegas that, you know, dominates an afternoon drive as well. I do believe, Molly, I have my pulse on the American people, certainly on the Republican and conservative American people. And the number one issue, and that's why your book has done so well, number one issue is no one really is certain we're ever going to have a free and fair election again. No one trusts the election system. Who says we're going to win in a landslide in 2022? We should. There's no question in my mind, but Biden's the most hated president in history, and we're on our way to a landslide in the House and the Senate, except I don't trust that anything is actually on the up and up, and neither do any of my listeners. So that's the biggest issue right now. You could win by a landslide, and then the results come out, and it shows you lose.
I think that's what people are concerned about, but it's good to remember that the country has had a long history of fighting about these things, and that this is just our battle right now, but that, you know, in the South and in just a few decades ago, the Democrat Party had built rules to disenfranchise an entire race of people. You know, there was the 1960 election, which was definitely in question, had questionable vote totals in Chicago and Texas in a way that meaningfully affected who won. But it really goes back. So it is true. It's not a good situation. Much needs to be done. But people shouldn't necessarily despair, because this is just part of dealing with human nature, that people will take advantage of systems if they can. And so it's incumbent upon people who want free and fair elections to do what it takes to get them back to that place.
But see, I think that is the problem. In other words, your book identifies that this election was clearly rigged and stolen, but it isn't like, you know, you're saying, okay, maybe we'll get it all back next time. I don't know if we could last till next time. I don't know if we could last till 2024, because they realize, Democrats, that this was their moment. They stole the election, and now let's open the borders and let tens of millions in over the next 4 years. You know, 2 million in just the last year, and it's only going to get worse. And so they may have fixed and rigged the system forever, Molly.
Well, I mean, in some cases they did. I mean, some of the changes that they put into place are still there. Some were temporary. Some have been rolled back to where they – some have been rolled slightly back to be more toward where they were prior to 2020. But Democrats have, of course, been trying to nationalize these elections and change the architecture of how we vote to permanently – allow the kind of confusion and chaos that we saw in 2020. And it was intentional confusion and chaos. They knew that if they made a mess of elections and it was dragging out for days and weeks where you didn't even know how many people voted, much less who they voted for, and they didn't know for sure if who voted was real, they knew that was helping.
All right, Molly Hemingway, she's senior editor for The Federalist. She's got a great bestseller out called Rigged, How the Media, Big Tech, and Democrats Seized Our Elections. You all know, my audience certainly knows how I feel about it. It was rigged. It was stolen. I watched it in real time. I'm a big bettor, Molly. I made a big bet on Trump, and I was watching the betting numbers live on election night, and Trump was running away with a landslide victory and went from even money, and even a slight underdog, actually, to even money to then an 8-1 favorite. And at that money, at that moment, five states said we're going to stop counting for the night. When we woke up, they had overcome huge Trump leads. I mean, that's the most rigged thing I've ever seen. Molly Hemingway, her book is Rigged. Get a copy, obviously Amazon and all the usual places. Thank you for coming on the show, Molly.
Thank you.
All right, Wayne L. Root, the Root's on fire. We'll be right back.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money back guarantee, 1 year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175, mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of Sons of Liberty CBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about Sons of Liberty CBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free with an annual subscription. It's all at PatriotVPN.com. That's PatriotVPN.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with WAR.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. Joe Biden is the most pathetic human being that has ever been in the White House. He's just a pathetic stooge and a puppet and a zombie with no brains in his head anymore. He's got dementia. He doesn't know where he is. Today he may have uttered the most embarrassing line ever said by a president. First of all, the Pope canceled a live broadcast with Biden Thursday. Why did he do that? When Joe Biden met with the Pope, he uttered a line that is so awkward it defies belief. And then they canceled the live broadcast. They must have realized he's not there anymore. He's not playing with a full deck. But Biden told Pope Francis a story about Satchel Paige, the black pitcher, from years ago when blacks weren't allowed in baseball. And then he looked at the Pope and said, "You're the famous African-American baseball player in America." I kid you not, I'm quoting you what he said when he looked at the Pope. It just doesn't make any sense. He doesn't know who he's talking to. He doesn't know what he's saying. He said to the Pope, "You're the famous African-American baseball player in America." It's so bizarre. And then they canceled all further live broadcasts of Biden with the Pope. And then talk about the fix is in. All you Catholics out there, you must love this. Your Pope, basically, for all intents and purposes, he absolved Biden of being pro-choice. It's okay that Biden wants to murder babies to the moment they're born. Just chop their head off, crush their skull, vacuum their body up, suck it out. Who knows what kind of pain they're feeling. And a Pope told him that's okay. You can still go have communion. You're a good Catholic, all is well. What do you feel about that? What do you think about that? What kind of confidence does that give you in your religion? That's the Pope. you know, it's like me saying, everything's great, you're a murderer, well, everything's fine, and I'm like the spiritual leader of the Jews. You murdered someone, no problem. By the way, how big a donation did you give me? Is that the way you want your church to be run? Oh, my God. He told the President of the United States, you're a good Catholic, everything's fine. You love abortion, no problem, we don't care. And, of course, the President answered back, you're the black baseball player, Pope. Wow. What is going on? It's like they've installed people as leaders that are all communist stooges, from the Pope to the President. They don't know what they're saying. They don't know what they're doing. And the people behind them put communist words in their mouth, and then the puppet masters move, and the marionette's mouth moves. It's all bizarre what's going on in this world today among the leadership. See, the people all think like me. I mean, almost exactly like me and like Donald Trump. The people do. But the leaders, they think so differently than the rest of us. It's the Great Reset. What can I tell you? But they've got some problems because they can't get us under control. Certainly not the American people. You know, maybe the British people are a bunch of stooges. Maybe the French are a bunch of fools. Maybe the Spaniards don't know which way's their head and which way's their ass. But in America, we've got a majority of people who are aware that a scam is going on, who are aware that a communist takeover is going on, who are aware that the vaccine doesn't work, who are aware they don't want the vaccine in their blood, they don't want spike proteins in their blood. We're still awake. We're not asleep at the switch. And by the way, when we get back, we're going to have an interview with Alyssa Brooks, an RN nurse, St. Rose Hospital, in Henderson, organizer of the Patriot Providers Unite group, and she'll be talking about the fact there's a November 1st deadline, so that's Monday, for their workers to get vaccinated or terminated, and they're all out there today, I believe, or maybe it's Monday they're out there. I'll find out when I speak to her, but in the next few days they're out there basically striking and protesting and screaming and letting people know that they're going to take away our jobs because we don't want the deadly vax. They want to take our jobs away. We're talented nurses. During COVID, we risked our lives. We all could have died. We all could have brought it home to our families. We could have killed our own kids. And they turn around and thank us for working long hours under dangerous conditions, often without the proper, was it PPP, was it, or PPE? I can't even remember. You know, the proper gowns and the proper masks and the proper eye goggles, PPE. Nobody had the proper PPE at first. These people risk their lives, and they're rewarded by now being told, sorry, have a nice life, we don't need you anymore, you're expendable, you're fired. Because you don't want the death jab, you don't want to die, you're expendable. We'll find another nurse somewhere, don't worry about it. It's unconscionable. So we'll be talking to her. Let me mention the sponsor of this segment, Sons of Liberty CBD, because I am a workout dude, man, and I feel like, you know, I just watched a couple of my podcasts that I did this morning, and I look the best I have in 15 years. I look better than when I was 45, and I'm 60. Thank you. All the people on this show have done so much for me. You know, Dr. Hurdy on my local show and Energized Health and Sons of Liberty helps me because when I work out hard, I don't have any pain anymore. Can you imagine being 60 years old and working out 60 to 90 minutes a day, every day, 7 days a week, and having no pain, no aches, nothing? Because their CBD is the best in the world. And it healed my body, my mind, and my soul. Feel like $1 million. CBD is not pot. I've never done pot. I never will smoke pot. It doesn't get you high. It's 100% legal, 100% American grown and made. For my listeners, Sons of Liberty CBD is offering a discount of up to 25% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. WAR15 at sonsoflibertycbd.com. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Plans.